Not for that neither. Here's the kind that pinches. His Highness having lived so long with her, and she's so good a lady that no tongue could ever pronounce dishonor of her. By my life, she never knew harm doing. Oh, now, after so many courses of the sun enthroned, still growing in a majesty and pomp, for which to leave. A thousandfold more bitter than to sweet at first acquire. After this process to give her the award, it is a pity would move a monster.
Heart of most hard temper knelt and lament for her.
Oh, God's will, much better she ne'er had known pomp, though it be temporal. Yet if that quarrel fortune do divorce it from the bearer, 'tis a sufferance panging, a soul and body severing.
Alas, poor lady, she's a stranger now again.
Oh, so much the more must pity drop upon her. Verily, I swear 'tis better to be lowly born and range with humble livers in content than to be perched up in a glistering grief and wear a golden sorrow.
Our content is our best having.
By my troth and maidenhead, I would not be a queen.
Shrew me, I would, and venture maidenhead for it, and so would you, for all this spice of your hypocrisy. You that have so fair parts of woman on you, had too a woman's heart, which ever yet affected eminence, well, sovereignty, which, to say so, are blessings, and which gifts, saving your mincing, the capacity of your such several conscience, would receive, if you might please to stretch it.
Hey, good troth.
Yes, troth and troth. You would not be a queen?
No. Not for all the riches under heaven.
This is strange. A pleasant bone would have me, old as I am, to queen it. But I pray you, what think you of the Duchess? Have you limbs to bear that load of title?
No, in truth.
Then you are weakly made. Pluck off a little. I would not be a young count in your way for more than blushing Callisto. If your back cannot fight save this burden, it is too weak ever to get a boy.
Oh, you do talk. I swear again, I would not be a queen for all the world.
In faith, well, little England, you'd venture an embalding. I myself would for Carnarvonshire, although there long no more to the crown than that. But no, who comes here?
Good morrow, ladies. What were it worth to know the secret of your conference?
My good lord, not your demand, it values not your asking. Our mistress sorrows we were pitying.
It was a gentle business and becoming the action of good women. There is hope all will be well.
Now I pray God, amen.
You bear a gentle mind, and heavenly blessings follow such creatures. That you may, fair lady, perceive I speak sincerely, and high notes ten of your many virtues, the King's Majesty commends his good opinion of you to you, and does purpose honor to you no less flowing than Marchioness of Pembroke, to which title £1,000 a year annual support out of his grace he adds.
I do not know what kind of my obedience I should tender. More than my all is nothing, nor my prayers not words duly hallowed, nor my wishes more worth than empty vanities. Yet prayers and wishes are all I can return. Beseech your lordship, vouchsafe to speak my thanks and my obedience, as from a blushing handmaid to his highness, whose health and royalty I pray for.
Lady, I shall not fail to approve the fair conceit the king hath. I have perused her well. Beauty and honor in her are so mingled that they have caught the king. And who knows yet, but from this lady may proceed a gem to lighten all this isle. I'll to the king and say I spoke with you.
My honored lord. Why, this it is. See.
I've been begging 16 years a court, and yet a courtier beggeth it. And you, fate, a very fresh issue, fire upon this compelled fortune, have your mouth filled up before you open it.
It is strange to me.
How tastes it? Is it bitter? 40 pence, no.
There was a lady once, 'tis an old story, that would not be a queen, that she would not, for all the mud in Egypt.
Have you heard? Come, you are pleasant.
With your theme, I could unmount the lark. The Marchioness of Pembroke. 1,000 times a year for pure respect. No other obligation. By my life, that promises more thousands. Honor's train is longer than his foreskirt. By this time, I know your back will bear, Duchess. Say, are you not stronger than you were?
Good lady, make yourself mirth with your particular fancy and leave me out on't. Would I had no being if this salute my blood a jot. It faints me to think what follows. The queen is comfortless and we forgetful in our long absence. Pray do not deliver what here you have heard, sir.
What do you?